بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We were discussing the construction of the Kaaba Sharif. The first construction was by Adam alayhi salam and the angels. The second construction was by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The third construction was by the Quraysh, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to resolve the matter of the Hajr al-Aswad and who will place it. Now we will discuss the fourth construction of the Kaaba Sharif. The fourth time the Kaaba Sharif was reconstructed was during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu anhumah. When Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu passed away and Yazid became the Khalifa, many Sahaba and Tabi'een were unhappy with him being the Khalifa, and so they refused to pledge allegiance at his hands. At that time, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu anhu fled from Medina Sharif with his family, traveling to Makkah Mukarrama to take sanctuary in the Haram. Yazid issued a command that troops should be dispatched to invade Makkah Mukarrama and fight against Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu anhu. So firstly, the sanctity of the Haram was not upheld. Secondly, it was a Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiyallahu anhu, that was made the target. Muslim bin Uqba took the army of Yazid and proceeded to Makkah Sharif with the intention of attacking its people. Muslim, however, died en route to Makkah Mukarrama. Yazid thereafter appointed Hussein ibn Numair as the commander of the army, and this army reached Makkah Sharif and launched an attack in the year 64 AH on the 27th of Muharram. It was a sacred month also, it was a sacred place also, but the sanctity wasn't upheld. The battle continued for a lengthy period, and because no progress was made, Hussein decided to erect a huge catapult on Mount Abu Qubais, Jabal Abu Qubais, and initially launched rocks at the Kaaba Sharif. After launching rocks, they began to launch flaming balls, which set the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif alight and caused considerable damage to it. Reinforcements were brought in from Sham as the battle continued into its second month. During this battle, certain Sahaba and Tabi'een were killed and many people were injured. Despite Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibiting fighting in the precincts of the Haram in many ahadith, Yazid commanded his army to fight in the Haram of Makkah Mukarrama, blatantly ignoring all these ahadith which prohibit the violating of the sanctity of the Haram. The news of the death of Yazid reached Makkah Sharif in the beginning of Rabi'ul Akhir in the 64th year after the Hijrah, while the war was still on. Due to this news, the army of Yazid was forced to retreat with failure. When the army retreated, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu called the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Tabi'een and consulted them regarding the reconstructing of the Kaaba Sharif. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was of the opinion that the Kaaba Sharif should not be razed to the ground and reconstructed. Rather, the existing damaged structure should be repaired. However, Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu said, "If the house of your mother or father had suffered such damage, then none of you would be pleased to simply repair it. Rather, you would raise it to the ground and reconstruct it anew." Eventually, it was agreed that the Kaaba Sharif will be raised to the ground and reconstructed anew. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu heard the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, "Were it not that your people are still new in Islam, I would have raised the Kaaba to the ground and reconstructed it according to the construction of Ibrahim alayhi salam. I would make the door level with the ground, and I would make two doors, one at the front to enter and one at the back to exit, and include the Hatim into the Kaaba." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to reconstruct the Kaaba according to the construction of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. However, fearing that this will create doubts in the hearts of people who are new in Islam and may cause them to leave the fold of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refrained from doing so. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu fulfilled this desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and constructed the Kaaba Sharif according to how Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, his construction was. as mentioned above. Two doors that were level to the ground and the Hatim was included. When Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu completed the reconstructing of the Kaaba Sharif, he covered it with a cloth. And he said, whoever has pledged allegiance on my hands, let him go to Tan'im and tie ihram for Umrah. And whoever is able to sacrifice a camel, let him do so. And who is not able to do so, let him sacrifice a sheep. So out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Umrah was performed. There were many slaves that were freed on that day. Many sacrifices were offered. A lot of sadaqah and charity was given out in shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing them to reconstruct and restore the Kaaba Sharif to its original structure. And this is how it remained right till the end of the life of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Thereafter there was another construction which inshallah we will explain next week. But one or two points we should take. The one point is Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu said, if the house of your mother or father had suffered such damage, none of you would be pleased to simply repair it. Rather, you would want to raise it to the ground and reconstruct it anew. So when you take Islam and the masjid, for example, then like how we take our personal items and how we treat our personal items and how we look after our personal items and are concerned about it and worried about it. Likewise, when it comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should treat the masjid of Allah even better than that. And we should have more concern for it than even our personal items. And by way of extension, the entire deen, we should make the entire deen something that is personal. It should be our personal concern. We find in the past, people gave more preference to deen. And as we're going to Qiyamah, one of the signs is dunya mu'thara, that the world is given more preference. And I always say a very glaring example, that when we were young, then our parents would make sure that we go to madrasa, even if we miss school. And today a child is missing school, is missing madrasa, because he got a tournament, and he got sports to play. What answer will you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my child missed his Quran Sharif? His Quran Sharif was very weak, very kacha. Why it was kacha? Because he was swimming, and one day he was playing cricket, and one day he was doing Afrikaans tuition. So all these things he had time for. So once again we need to rekindle the spirit of giving preference to deen and the salient features of Islam over the world and our personal items. May Allah give us tawfiq.